Take your Bible. Turn to the 27th Psalm. It's the 27th Psalm. The Bible said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, and He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, my cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek me, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God be my help, on what do you expect? What do you expect? Sometimes I believe we leave our expectations, we have our expectations set real low, and we don't expect a whole lot. Well, I've found in my life, and probably you in your life, if you don't expect much, you usually don't get much. Amen? Usually we get about what we expect. But I want to say this morning, we have a God, and David's telling this here. He's preaching our hearts, if you will, about an expectation that he has, not in himself, but in the Lord Jesus Christ and what God Almighty can do for those who believe. And David starts out and he said, "The Lord is my light." He said, that's that illumination. He said, there was a light that come on and just showed me just how big and good God was. He said, there was a time in my life and time in your life that we didn't realize how big and good God was. Amen. The light wasn't, it was like nobody had turned a light on for us. And we needed a light. We were walking around in the darkness. We were walking around in obscurity. And we didn't realize that God Almighty was there the whole time. And God was looking at us and seeing us and loving on us and wanting to help us. We just had to realize He was there. And so David said that God illuminated, God turned a light on so that I could see Him. Amen. And it's like God turned a light on. He said, "Whoa, look up here. Here I am." Amen. That's what happened to me one day. I was running along in sin, lost without God. And God, the Holy Ghost turned a light on for me on Wednesday night, 1976. And I was like Isaiah, praise God, in Isaiah 6. He said, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up." Amen. And I realized that there was a God and He was real and that He loved me. I knew this. From a little kid, I always knew He was God. Amen. And I knew there was Jesus and I knew about the Holy Spirit. But it was on that night in Wednesday, 1976, that the Holy Spirit of God come to where I was in a little church, a Baptist church in Oakland, Maryland, fingered around my heart and showed me that I was lost and I needed a Savior, and that they was one that loved me enough that He would take me. Amen. So David in illumination, he realizes, praise God, the light was turned on, and he said He was the light, and he said He was His salvation. Amen. God picked that. Lord turned the light on for him, and God picked him. That's what He done for me. That's what He done for you today if you're saved. If you're saved, Jesus turned the light on so you could see Him, and He saved you by His marvelous grace. He had saved you, praise God. And He said, if God allowed you and He saved you, He said, why should you be afraid? So who should you be afraid of? The God of the universe, praise God, is your God. Amen. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Amen. If we had realized that today, that God is the strength of our life. Amen. Without Him, we don't have no strength. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in our Savior, praise God, the illuminating saving factor of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we pick up the strength, we get the strength in Him. We have all the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. He said, well, preacher, one of these days when I get to heaven, I'm going to be strong, praise God. What are you waiting on? Amen. I said, what are we waiting on? Amen. You got the strength, you got the Lord Jesus Christ today. This morning, if you've been saved, born again, Jesus Christ lives in your heart through the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ has all power in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Which time that we rise up, praise God, and be strong Christians today. We realize in the power of an Almighty, praise God, and a Savior and a Lord, illuminating power of the Son of God. Amen. That's what David was seeing. He was seeing the illuminating power of the Son of God. Amen. And if He lives in your heart today, if you've been saved, born again, just stand up, praise God, say, glory, hallelujah, I'm a child of the King. Amen. I have the light's on in me. The light's burning bright. Praise God. The power of God is a force in my life to be reckoned by the devil and the world. And I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ as my Savior. And He's going to help me through everything I face. There's a lot of darkness in this world that would like to overshadow us and keep us hedged about. Would like to keep us hedged in. Amen. They don't want to see the magnificent power and the splendor of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, but one of these days, we're going to behold His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. One of these days, I told downstairs Sunday school, when Jesus laid aside, He had to lay aside His glory when He come down here. But one day we're going to see Him in all His magnificent glory. We're going to see Him and recognize Him as He is. David said, listen, God turned a light on for me and I saw the splendor of God. I saw the salvation of God. He said, if I have the power of God in my life, what have I got to be afraid of? We worry about things in this world. We worry about the life. But He said, He is the strength of my life. I want to ask you, where's your strength coming from today? So, well, preacher, I go here and there and I go to the doctors. You know, they give me have you ever noticed what doctors do? Every time you go, they just give you another pill. Amen. That's what they do. They give you up. They ain't got no cure. They ain't got nothing cure what ails you. You go, doctor, they just give you another pill, another prescription. Praise God, I'm glad I got the prescription one day. That prescription, Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. He got up victorious over everything that ails you in this world. Praise God. God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't rain over us no more. He says, of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even mine enemies. Now, He's speaking of evildoers. I don't know if any of us know any evildoers in this world that we live in. I mean, people think, well, it's just going to get better and better, boy, and then one day we'll just fly off into glory. I don't know what universe you're living in, but it ain't a happening where I live. Amen. The Bible said evil people, praise God, evildoers, amen, enemies, praise God, are everywhere. Even mine enemies, my foes. You know what a foe is? Foe is somebody that don't like you. Foe somebody that's against you. So a foe is somebody that'd like to see you beat down and trodden upon and defeated, praise God. That's what a foe is. There's a lot of foes in this world. We got a lot of foes. Got a lot of people, a lot of things. It's against a lot of evildoers. Would like to see evil done to us. But I'm glad we've got a God who's overcome the evil and the evil one. He said, it came upon me to eat up my flesh. He said, like they was trying to consume me. Has it ever seemed like the world and the things in it just trying to consume you, just trying to eat you up? Hello? Oh, me. Maybe I'm the only one like that. But it seems like the evil of this world just like to gobble you up. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that come along. Praise God, and when it tries to gobble you up, he trips them up. And the Bible said, David said, they stumble and they fall. I can just see that. David, praise God, said, I've got the Lord on my side and I'm marching on with Jesus, praise God. And when the enemy attacks, God takes care of them. And I just see something stumbling behind me and I see them just fall by the wayside. He said, I just keep pressing on for the good cause of Christ. Young and glory, hallelujah. That's all we can do. That's all God wants us to do. That's all God requires us to do. Just keep marching on for Jesus, trusting His magnificent power. He says, though the host should encamp against me. Amen. When the host pitches a tent against you, kind of like they did Israel, pitch a tent against you, set up camp against you. He said, my heart shall not fear. Amen. He said, praise God, let them camp out where they want to. He said, I ain't going to be afraid. I'm just going to keep trusting. Why? Because he can't take Jesus from you. Amen. Listen, people can take a whole lot of things. The government can take your home and everything that you have. And they will. You say, preacher, they ain't going to get mine. I own my place. Yeah, you don't pay your taxes for a couple years, you'll find out. They'll come take it, snatch it right out from under you and give it to another. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when you got salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody can take that away from you. Praise God, that's a possession that belongs to you. Praise God, it's yours and yours alone. Nobody else has your salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't you glad for that? You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of people say, praise God, yeah, but that's their salvation. Amen. See, the thing about salvation, I don't know if you're saved. You don't know what I say. I can say I'm saved all day long, but you don't know. But you don't have no way of knowing that. You know who that's between? That's between me and God. Amen. But I got a profession that Jesus Christ saved me by His mercy. I put my faith and trust in Him. Glory to God. And because I do that, because I tell you that, you say, well, Pastor Jeff must be saved because he says so. Amen. I take you to the place and I can tell you the time. I can tell you the day and the year, praise God. Lord Jesus Christ saved me by His marvelous grace. Praise His holy name. He took me a place. He took me from a place when an enemy was encamped against me. He said, my heart's not afraid. He said, though war should rise against me. In this, we're living in a fearful time. I mean, there's wars and rumors of wars everywhere. Amen. I mean, it's to a point of an epidemic. I mean, there's wars and rumors of wars everywhere. It's like everybody in the whole world is starting to take sides. Amen. No, nothing to worry about. You said, preacher, that don't make you fearful. No, God said it would be this way. He said there'd be wars and rumors of wars in the last days. But He said we should keep our eyes focused on Lord Jesus Christ because He's going to take care. He said, if David said in what wars is being told about, when wars is coming upon us, He said, I have confidence. Where's our confidence at today? Our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, preacher, my confidence is in the government. Bless your heart. My confidence is in our military. Amen. I don't know about that. But praise God, our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're trusting in the Lord to take care of us, praise God. That's our confidence. Amen. And David said, because I know what I've got, because I know about my salvation, because the lights have come on from the Lord, and I have this confidence even in diversity, he said, there's one thing have I desired of the Lord. There's one thing. You know, I believe a whole lot of us got a lot of things we'd like to have from the Lord, right? We'll get up and we'll pray and we'll say, Lord, thank you for this day, and this is my wish list for today. Amen. Everybody got a wish list? Amen. Things that you'd like to see God do for you. You'd like to see God take care of you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all do.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be ashamed of it. Praise God. We got a whole lot of things we ask God for. Amen. We all do. But David said, this one thing I have desired of the Lord. And that will I seek after. He said, there's one thing. He said, praise God. That one thing that I desire of God. He said, I'm going to seek after it. I'm going to look for it. Praise God. I'm going to search it out. until I find it. Amen. Boy, if we could ever get a concentrated like David, well, we'd be in a good place. He said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Now watch this. That word dwelt means to enter in and to take a position, to sit down. Amen. To come in and take a place in the house of the Lord. Now where is the house of the Lord? That's in the very presence of the Lord. You see how David had such confidence? You see how David prospered in the Lord the way that he did? I said David was a man after God's heart. You say, well, David, preacher, I know the story about David and Bathsheba. He messed up. Yeah, he did. Amen. David messed up. But in Psalm 51, if you read it, praise God, David said, Lord, I pray that you'd forgive me of my sins and restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. Praise God. He realized what he had lost. He realized what he had stepped. Now you got to realize in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon him and the Spirit of God could withdraw from him. That's Old Testament. Amen. That's the way God moved upon him. That's the way God touched him. Amen. Saul was full of God one minute and God was a million miles from him the next minute. Amen. But in the dispensation of grace, the indwelling of the Spirit comes in, and the Spirit of God is with us always. That's the difference, praise God. Jesus Christ made that possible. He said, I go away, but if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. Which is the Holy Spirit, and He'll move into you. He'll indwell you. He lives inside us, and He never goes away. He said, He will be in you. Will be in you. Will be in you. That speaks of continuance. Forever. Amen. So everywhere you go, there he is. Amen. I'm going to drive that in one of these days. You'll get a hold of that and you'll take your running spell and you won't get over it. Right? You got to just realize that the Holy Ghost, God, Lord Jesus Christ, was with you every step of the way, every day. Amen. Praise God. He's right there. You talk to him just like I'm talking to you. Praise God. And he hears you. Amen. He's with you. He's in you. Praise God. But he said, I desire the Lord, that will I seek or search after. He said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. And he don't say for just a little while. He don't say a day or two, or a week or two, or a month or two, or a year or two. He says, all the days of my life. Amen. He said, praise God, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm going to seek out the Lord. I'm going to dwell in the house, Lord. I'm going to dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days, every day of my life. If we could get that mindset and that attitude, he said, well, preacher, you know, these people just didn't know the hectic life that we live today. Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12 that in the last days, suggests that we'd be running to and fro. Amen. We'd be running to and fro. We'd be running here and running there. And what are we accomplishing? I told him one time, I said, I can't imagine the way we are today because when grandma and my grandmas and even my mom when we was younger, they had to wash their clothes in an old wringer washing machine. Granny didn't have one of those. Granny Massey, she had to go wash her clothes on one of them old scrub boards in the creek. Amen. By the spring house.
Amen.
Had to carry them out, rinse them out, take them up there and put them on the clothesline. Amen. And she had 12 young'uns. Amen. Hey, me and Teresa, we wash laundry continuously. Amen. It's like it's a continual thing. I don't even know where they all come from. You can't wear that many clothes. Amen. I can't imagine what it'd be like to try to clothe 12 kids. Of course, back then, I don't think they changed them every 30 minutes like we do. Amen. You put your clothes on, you wore them to the end of the week, and then this group would get washed on Friday, and this one get washed on Saturday, and this one might get washed if it had time. But they had time to get together, had time to worship the Lord, had time to go to the house of God, had time to praise Him, and they had time to love each other.
Amen.
What are we missing? Amen. What are we missing, praise God? We've missed out. We don't have time. They said, I want to go to the Lord. I want to live continue in the presence of God. He said, but today in the hour we live, we don't have time for God. We better take time for God. Our priority ought to be the Lord. I said priorities is an oxymoron. There's no such thing as priorities. You have a priority, which is the main thing that's important to you. Then everything else falls in place behind that. And what we're supposed to do, what we ought to do, what we have to do is make Jesus Christ and His church the priority. Then everything else will fall in place. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things, food, clothing, raiment, a house, a place to cover you, praise God. He said, shall be added to you. Amen. Not might, could, or would. He said, it shall be added to you if we'll seek God first. We run and train. Now, you young people, listen to me. You run and strive, like Daniel said, to and fro, trying to have this and trying to have that, trying to make a family, trying to make a home, trying to make a living, praise God. But if you do it without God, it's for naught. He said, it's like a bag with a hole in it. He said, you get your money and you throw in it and it's just falling out the bottom. But he said, if you'll seek the Lord first, try to do what God would have you do, praise God. He said, then everything will start falling into place. He said, when the hard times come and things get tight, God will be there with you and God will take care of those things. Amen. I've told you the story. Me and my wife, we was coming up. We was trying to do right. We was trying to be in a ministry. I was working full time and going to Bible college and trying to preach. I was preaching quite a bit. From the time God called us, He opened the door. We began to go all over the country. People would call us to come preach for them. And we was trying to make all these meetings do what God would have us to do. And sometimes things would get tight. Amen. But about the time you think, well, you know, what am I going to do about this one? We'd lay that bill out on the table and say, Lord, you know, this is, you know, I'm yours. This is yours, Lord. We need some help. And about the time you think you're going to be a little bit late or you're going to have to split things up, praise God, God would slide a little bit in your way. Amen. And He'd make it possible. I remember a time that we needed $100 and we didn't have it. Amen. And I went to me and Trish talked about it. Said, well, you know what are we going to do? I said, well, we'll just have to pray. Put it in the Lord's hands. Went to the mailbox that day. And in the mailbox, guess what was in the mailbox? $100. Amen. Opened it up. Praise God. A little letter from some people that we knew. And said, you know, Lord, just laid us on our hearts to send you this. And it was $100. I said, glory be to God. But you know what a blessing that was? You know where the blessing come from? From them minding the Lord. If they hadn't minded the Lord, we wouldn't have got the blessing. But they minded the Lord and we got the blessing, they got blessed too. Praise God. That's what God does when we trust Him. Amen. And we seek His presence with Him. He said He'd be with us all the days of our life. So that's what we're saying. The Lord said He'd be with us, praise God, and He wouldn't leave us or forsake us. He goes on and said, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Amen. David said, my desire is, praise God, to dwell with the Lord, to enter in, praise God, and to inquire of His temple, to see, praise God, to look around and see the magnificence of God. What David was saying, he said, hey, listen, there's a lot of things I haven't seen yet, Josh. He said, but boy, praise God, because God loves me, one day I will. He said, I'm looking to see. You know why we don't see things from God? Because we're not looking. Amen? We're not looking. We don't have a high expectation of what God can do for us. Praise the Lord. He said, for in a time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. Now that pavilion, that's that entrance way. Amen. God said, hey, listen, praise God. When troublesome times come, He said, He's going to ease me into the pavilion. He's just going to ease me into the entrance way where He lives. In other words, God's going to bring you a little closer than you were in a time of trouble. Now, sometimes in time of trouble, this old flesh in the world, so it seems like it's putting us out there instead of bringing us in. But God says, God's Word says, God can't lie. He said, when troublesome times come, God said, I'm going to bring you into the pavilion, into the entranceway, into the foyer, praise God. Amen. Into the pavilion. It said, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. That's the dwelling place of God. Amen. Into His tabernacle shall He hide me. And He shall set me upon a rock. In other words, God said, when troublesome times come, said He's going to bring me in. He said, then He's going to draw me up closer, and He's going to put me, He's going to extol me, He's going to set me up, praise God, on the rock. Amen. He's going to illuminate me in Christ Jesus, praise God, so it be seen, and so I can have confidence, so I can have the joy, so I can have the peace, praise God, that passes understanding. When troublesome times come, and they will come. Amen. They will come, praise God. Sooner or later, they will come. Amen. He said, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies found around about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. David, when troublesome times come, praise God, God brings me out of it. God brings me through. When God delivers me again. How many times has God delivered you? How many times has God brought you out? How many times it got so dark that you didn't think you'd ever see the light again? But praise God, then there was the Lord Jesus shining that magnificent, illuminating for you like He did for David. And illuminate your life in salvation. Praise His holy name. And he said, I will offer in His tabernacle, in His presence, in the dwelling place of God. He said, I'll bring to Him the sacrifices of joy. Praise God. He said, and joy with a battle cry. I said, glory, hallelujah to God. He brought me through. God delivers again, just like He always has before. Praise His name. He said, I will offer in tabernacle sacrifices of joy, and I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. In other words, David said, I'm going to celebrate in God. Praise His name. So hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. David says, Lord, would You hear me? He says, I cry out to You, Lord. And I know You do. Hey, I cry with my voice. Amen. Personally, He said, I call out to You. How many times we personally call out? You know, it's amazing to me a lot of times people pray. Well, they'll call and say, well, preacher, would you pray for me? Will you pray for this? Or will you pray? And we don't bother to do it ourselves. You're missing out on a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'll pray for you. I'll pray, but I'd rather pray with you. Amen. Pray with you, praise God. It makes a difference. Because then we become partakers of this thing together. Amen. Praise His name. So hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me. Now that word mercy means favor, right? The unmerited favor of God. So David said, when I cry out my voice, Lord, I want You, he said, I'm asking You for favor. Just show me Your favor, praise the Lord. He said, why would God do that? Because that's what He does. He's a mercy, the Bible says He's a merciful God. He said, have mercy also upon me and answer me. The mercy of God is an answer from God. God speaks, praise God. You know, sometimes mercy from God, answer from God, is just plain out no. Amen. There's been some things I prayed about. Amen. And God just said no. Uh-uh.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell on myself. There was one time when I was about Luke's age. I was in school, and there was a little old girl there, and I thought she's the cutest thing ever was. Amen. And I was like, Lord, if You'd just let her recognize me, she's so cute, I'd like her to be my girlfriend. Amen. She ain't recognized me yet. Amen. She went on to be somebody else's girlfriend. Amen. Praise God. God just said, son, that ain't for you. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise God. I might have missed the little love of my life I have now. Amen. She's the only one that good Lord put on this earth that put up with me. Amen. I don't know what she prayed for, but boy, she got more than she bargained for. But amen. When God hears and He answers your prayers, say, we don't know what mercy, praise God, and grace, just to say no. And let us know that He loves us. Praise God. He said, when thou sayest, seek my face. Now watch this. When thou sayest, seek ye my face. My heart saith unto thee, my face, Lord, will I seek. Amen. He said, when the Lord said, hey, listen, He said, I want you to seek. I want you to look for my presence. Amen. Lord said, when you look for my presence, when you look to see me, that's what we ought to be doing in the house of God when we come. The Lord's here, praise God. We ought to just look to see His presence, to recognize His presence. He's here. Amen. Everywhere you go, there He is. So He's got to be here. We just have to ask Him to just to magnify His presence so we can recognize, so we can just go ahead and praise His presence. I thank God for the Spirit of God that lives here in this place, that moves, motivates in this place because we're here, you and I. Amen. When I said, seek my face, to search out, my heart saith. Now, he didn't say from his head, but he said from his heart. I told him earlier, there's a whole lot of people missing heaven by about 16 inches. They got a head knowledge, but we don't have Jesus in their heart. We don't have a heart knowledge. That's why a lot of people don't want to do nothing for Christ. They don't see no need for it. Amen. But I want to do something for Him that's done so much for me. Saved me by His marvelous grace. Kept me from hell. Amen. I've been made fireproof, praise God. I don't have to worry about hell no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been saved by His marvelous grace. I've been promised a place in heaven with Him in the presence of my Savior. And He said, when He said, seek me, He said, when you seek the faith, so when you seek the presence of God, we pull up on the shores where He is and we see Him. He said, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And then He says this, kind of like a prayer. He said, hide not thy face far from me. In other words, David said, Lord, I don't want there to be any distance between me and you. Now, I can relate to that, can't you? I mean, I don't want there to be no distance between me and my Lord, praise God, because I don't know when I'm going to need Him. I don't know when you're going to need Him. Amen? You may call me up this evening and say, Pastor, there's been an awful accident. Would you please pray for such and such? I don't want to have to try to find my place back toward God, back with God, so I can pray for your object. I mean, I want to be close to God. That's why David said, hide not thy face far from me. He said, I don't want there to be no distance between me and thee. So I want us to be close, and I want to be close to you. He said, put thy servant away in anger. He said, Lord, if I've done anything to offend you, please forgive me. He says, you know, when we mess up, and we do mess up, what we ought to do is just bow our head right then and say, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. Amen. Lord, but I'm talking about true repentance. I'm not talking about a worldly sorrow. A worldly sorrow says, well, I got caught in that. People saw me do that. So, Lord, amen. But a godly sorrow, because we broke the heart of God and we made Him sad. And we say, Lord, please forgive me of that. We say, Lord, please forgive me of that. Take me away from that. And don't let me go back to that because it's wrong, because your word says it is. See, as a child of God, we can't live in sin. Amen? We can't live in sin. Praise God. When God shows us what's wrong, we need to make it right. We need to separate ourselves from it and separate ourselves unto the Lord. And then God will begin to bless us and He'll draw us unto Himself and He'll help us to get on the right path where joy and peace and harmony can come together in the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to be. Praise God. He said, thou hast been my help, leave me not. In other words, don't let me alone, because you know how I am. I need help. He said, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Amen. Now, forsaking me, that means like taking him in a rowboat and putting him on the river and just shoving him off and letting him go. They said, please don't put me out there and let me go. Praise God. He said, I need you to help me and direct me and control me and to show me the way you want me to go. What do we expect from God? Do we expect God to help us and to control us and to keep us and put us in the place He'd have us to be and us prosper from there? I'm afraid David had it nailed down. David knew what he needed to do. And he was drawing closer to the Lord every day in it. Amen. He said, it was deliverance. He said, when my father and my mother forsook me, He said, then thee will take me up. He said, Lord, I'm glad you offered the adoption policy. Amen. He said, you adopted me. You took me in when nobody else wanted me. That's where I was. I was on the auction block of sin, going once, going twice, getting ready to be sold off into hell through eternity. Praise God, and Jesus Christ said, I'll take him. Amen. I become a son, heir, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. God Almighty adopted me into the family of God, and I'm an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise His holy name. Therefore, David said, teach me, Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in the plain path, that path of righteousness. Instruct me in the right way. You know, if we'd ask God that, we would mean it. God take us. God would show us the way. Amen. He said, do it because of mine enemies. He said, my enemies are trying to distract me. You know the biggest enemy you and I face this morning? And I'm just about finished. The biggest enemy me and you and I face is our own stinking flesh that we live in. The biggest enemy we face is the flesh that we live in. He said, because of the enemies, because of my flesh, because of the people around us and how people we put our, the ones that's watching us, the ones that lie in wait just to see if we're going to mess up. Amen. Well, they don't have to wait long, do they? Praise God, but with the help of the Lord. He said, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Amen. Violence and wrong, praise God, that they cough out at us and breathe out at us. But now listen to what David says, and I'm done. He says this. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So listen, he says, it's a question. He said, what would have become of me? What would have become of me if I had not seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Amen. Question this morning, what expectation would we have if we hadn't seen the goodness? What would become of us? What would have become of us if we hadn't have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Amen. Boy, Paul said we'd been among all men most miserable. Amen. Praise God. In a place where we'd been made alive and live, where we have that freshness in the Spirit, praise God, where we'd have the strength that God gives us from the throne of grace. Boy, what would we have been without it? They said, where would I have been? He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. He said, praise God. He said, what if I hadn't? What if I hadn't, praise God, have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? He said, where would I have been? Where would you have been this morning if you hadn't have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Where would you have been? Where would your expectations have been then? But see, because I've seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, my expectations is higher. I'm expecting something bigger from my Lord. I'm expecting something much bigger from my life. I'm trusting in Him. And He's still offering those exceeding great and precious promises. And He's still coming through every day. Man, I wake up new every day. His mercy is new every day. And I wake up under that and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to do just a little something for you who's done so much for me. Amen. What about you today? What about your expectations? What kind of expectations do you have of your God and Lord Jesus Christ?